Now, speaking of television, did you watch the return of the Great British Bake Off last week? 12 new amateur bakers were asked to create drizzle cakes for the signature bake and Jaffa cakes in the technical challenge. And among those taking part was local man Andrew Smith from Hollywood. Andrew, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ender.
So what was it like?
Oh, it was quite intense that first week. As you saw, I had a couple of issues with my Jaffa cakes.
That's putting it mildly. Your Jaffa cakes were upside down.
Yeah. That is true. Obviously, at the time, I thought they were the right way around, but it became very clear very quickly that I'd made a bit of a whoopsie there.
Yeah, that was the technical challenge, of course. There was a lot of expected of you at that particular point. How did you manage to get your Jaffa cakes upside down? Did you not know what you were doing?
You know what? I've had a lot of Jaffa cakes before. They've generally been shop-bought ones, I must admit. And when you buy the ones in the shop, there's chocolate on one side, and the other side is kind of a dimpled surface. Mm-hmm. And when I removed my sponges from the oven, I tried to keep that dimpled surface not covered in chocolate. So I was clearly trying to recreate a shop-bought one rather than a homemade one, and that seems to be where I tripped up.
You got the dimples wrong.
I did get the dimples wrong.
But of course, it has to be said, you pulled it out of the bag then, because your signature dish seemed, or the showstopper at the end, seemed to hit all the right notes.
Yeah, I mean, I was very nervous going into that challenge. If I'd have had a bad one there, I think I definitely would have been going home. So I was relieved. You probably see it on my face on the programme when Paul and Mary cut into it and, you know, seemed to really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It was a massive relief and I was delighted to get through to the second week.
Prior to that, did you think you were going home?
Oh, absolutely. I thought I was going home. My Jaffa cakes were a disaster and my drizzle lacked the shizzle, as we would have said. So it definitely wasn't the strongest start to being in the tent.
Yeah. And what's it like up close and personal with Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood? What's it like when the cameras stop rolling?
Well, when the cameras stop rolling, they're generally both very supportive. Paul is always happy to try and work out where things went wrong, if that's the case. In my case, it's very obvious where they'd gone wrong. But they're both very supportive and very much as you see them on the screen. Mary, you know, is kind of a national treasure now, and she always tries to look out the positives, no matter how bad your bake is. And that's always much appreciated by all the bakers.
Yeah, it is very competitive, though, isn't it, Andrew? You can imagine when you're on that programme, one of the most highly watched programmes there is on our screens right now, and everybody wants to get on. Do you sense that when you're on the show, when you're on the set, that everybody's looking over their shoulder?
Especially in that first weekend, you know, there was a lot of nerves in the tent, and I think there was a competitive edge. What I would say, it's different to a lot of other things in that it's not fiercely competitive. It's a very supportive environment in there, and obviously everybody wants to get as far as possible, but no one wants anybody else to do badly. So it was quite a competitive but friendly environment in the tent.
No tension.
Oh, there was plenty of tension, all right. Generally, we were all trying to focus on getting our own stuff right more than anyone else. I think I said last Wednesday that for the final showstopper, maybe when I was doing the drizzle cake, I'd been distracted by other people's bake, so I was just pretending it was at home, just getting in the zone.
And you didn't get a sense that some of the other competitors took great delight whenever your Jaffa cakes turned out upside down?
I think we all had a bit of a laugh about it afterwards. I think I thought I was being a bit of a lone wolf, maybe. And, you know, sometimes it's good to stand alone, and maybe I was the only one to get it right. Mm. So, there was a couple of Jaffa jokes. And also, when I came back into the office last week, there was a couple of packs of Jaffa cakes sat on my desk. So I've not been hearing the end of it since then, but it's all good fun at the end of the day.
You are, of course, an aerospace engineer. How do you go from doing that job to having this great interest in baking?
Well, I think everyone has stuff that they are interested in outside of work, hobbies, whether it be, you know, music or sport. Or for me, it's a bit of a mixture of music and baking. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of my creative output. I have quite a technical day job that maybe doesn't have a huge amount of creativity in the day-to-day, whereas when it's at home with the oven and creating something out of bakes, it gives me a bit of creative output. And obviously, people in the office are always more than happy to receive stuff that's been made at home.
Always a good idea to have a baker in the office, that is for sure. Not good for the waistline, but good for the appetite.
Yeah, not good for the waistline, but good way to ingratiate yourself with your colleagues if you're moving into a new office, that's for sure. That'll be my top tip.
This all, of course, has been pre-recorded prior to now, so you know how you got on ultimately. Are you able to give us any clues? Or?
I'm afraid I don't think you really want to know, Andy. I think you want to enjoy it when it's on the TV. I'm going to have to remain very tight.
Come on, Andrew. Everybody listening now would like to know, where does Andrew ultimately end up? Can you give us a little clue? Will you be hanging around to the end? Or will you be disappearing pretty shortly?
I would love to be able to tell you more, Andy. And you know, I was back home at the weekend there, and the amount of questions I got, people trying to trip me up to give away any information. I'm very well trained. What I would say is what Mary said already, which is, I think in this series, you should expect the unexpected. And it's going to be very difficult to call this week as well what's going to happen. So I think it's going to be good fun to watch.
You've been well groomed.
I have indeed. I've been well trained, well trained. Mm-hmm.
Tell me, before you leave us, Andrew, one other thing. Do you have a deep fat fryer at home?
I don't think I do, actually, but I don't know what you're trying to get at there, and.
Well, what I'm trying to get at is that Mary Berry has been hitting the headlines because she has suggested that we should all be throwing out our deep fat fryer. She says that basically we're built on chips and Spam fritters, and it's time to get rid of the fryers and eat more healthy. And it has caused a lot of angst indeed in our column in the paper in The Sun, which she's been writing it. So I'm interested to know, just, you don't have a fryer, is that what you're saying?
I mean, I haven't read that myself. I don't have one. I cook a variety of things at home, but I don't know what Mary was getting at there, but I haven't read that myself.
Just you keep on the right side of Mary, and let it be known that you don't have a deep fat fryer at home.